Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money. And today we're talking, if you don't think goals are important, think again. So for today's podcast, I had the privilege of interviewing John Lee Dumas, who is really kind of the godfather in the podcasting world. His podcast, EO Fire, is always a chart-topping, industry-leading podcast. And what I love about John is that he does nothing but interview entrepreneurs 7 days a week. And he doesn't just talk to them about their successes. He talks to them about their failures, about times where maybe things didn't work out, their struggles being an entrepreneur, all of that kind of messy bits that we usually don't hear. We usually see like the pretty picture, how everything worked out with entrepreneurs. And, you know, that's just not reality. And that's really what I try to share with you about money and about money lessons. And frankly, my own money journey is that it hasn't been always pretty. You know, there's been hiccups and bumps and forwards and backwards and sideways and every which way during my journey. And that's really what I see working with individual clients too. I mean, they have, it's not a straight line trajectory, right? It's all over the place. And so I love that the people that John interviews, they share those stories. And I think through that, you can learn a lot. But another great thing is John took time to actually figure out, like, what are these entrepreneurs needing to really kind of revolutionize their life? And one of the things is to set goals and to have a parameter for setting and achieving goals. And so I'm talking with John all about that, all about his EO Fire podcast and a lot of the lessons that he learned from the entrepreneurs. So I hope you enjoy.
Hey, Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so your podcast EO Fire, correct?
Correct.
Is at 1,515 episodes, which is remarkable. Boom. And you have forged an amazing career interviewing thousands of entrepreneurs. I wonder if you could share maybe sort of the top 2 to 3 nuggets of greatness that you've learned from all of these entrepreneurs and maybe how you've incorporated this into your own business.
Well, I've definitely gotten some golden nuggets. I like to call them value bombs. And one thing that I realized pretty early on, but it was definitely reinforced as my interviews got into the thousands, was my guests who are successful, inspiring entrepreneurs, they all have one commonality. They know how to set and accomplish goals. And a lot of my listeners who were struggling because they didn't know how to set and accomplish goals. And I think that this is kind of a good lesson on how I followed through with that for a lot of people who are creating their own businesses is, you know, people are often scared and saying like, I don't know like what product I'm going to create or what service I'm going to have for my listeners or audience or whatever it might be. And the answer is, that's okay. You don't have to know. But if you listen and engage your audience, guess what? They'll tell you. So my audience was telling me that they were struggling setting and accomplishing goals. So what did I do? I created the Freedom Journal, which is all about you accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days. And it's a stunning physical hardcover journal that is just, again, it's just that guide that you need to accomplish your number one goal. And a lot of people are saying, well, John, like, you know, is this smart to create a physical product in this digital world that we live in? And I said, well, you know, sometimes you got to zig when other people are zagging. And, you know, we launched it via Kickstarter and, you know, became the 6th most funded publishing campaign of all time on Kickstarter, doing over 453K in just 33 days.
Wow.
And continuing to just sell every single month. I mean, we're over 16,000 Freedom Journals sold to date. So, you know, there's an example of a value bomb that I took away from my guests that my listeners were struggling with and created a product out of it. And I've actually done the same thing again this year with my latest project, which is the Mastery Journal. And that's all about mastering productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days because my listeners were saying, John, like we see how much you produce and how much your guests produce. Like you guys are just like these producing machines. Like how do you do it all? And I really pulled out the 3 skills that are my 3 greatest strengths and that most of my guests as well have. And that's the productivity, discipline, and focus. And I said, well, just like the Freedom Journal, where I created the guide for people to accomplish one goal in 100 days, how about I train people and teach people and guide people step by step on how to become masters at productivity, masters at discipline, and masters at focus? Because I struggled at those things throughout my career. I've now been able to master them, but it took time. It took effort. And this is something that can guide people step by step.
Yeah, awesome. And going back to the Freedom Journal, because it's definitely something that resonates a lot with me. And I think a lot with my listeners, I'm always harping about, you know, goals and goal setting and kind of the right way to attack goals, no matter what your goal is, whether it's to start your own business or pay off your credit cards or whatever your goal is, right? You got to have a strategy behind the goal. So what are some of the keys, in your opinion, to really crushing your goals?
So one thing I will say is this is, you kind of use the word goals, which I love because we need to have more than just one goal in our life, but we don't need to have more than one goal at a time in our life. So I kind of want to bring that into singular and say, listen, we have plenty of time to do a lot of amazing things in this world. Don't try to do everything at once because then you'll do nothing at once and you'll just be this house of cards that will flop. So know that you have multiple goals. I get it. I do too, but tackle them one at a time. You know, have that focus. So for me, that's why the Freedom Journal is so zeroed in on one goal in 100 days, crush it. Now, of course, as a result of you crushing one goal, you're going to accomplish other goals as well. That's just going to be a natural occurrence, but that's key is to really drill down and have that focus. And another thing that I would say is a big takeaway is your goal has to be smart. And that's one thing that we train you at the beginning of the Freedom Journal is we teach you how to set a smart goal, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time bound. Your goal has to have those 5 attributes. So few people have all 5 attributes, and that's why they struggle.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, obviously you have created this amazing company, this amazing career. And as you've said before, you're not, you know, kind of a natural born entrepreneur. You kind of came into, you know, the entrepreneur world. How do you stay innovative really when you're at the top of your field?
So again, I think this goes back to doing things that don't scale, because a lot of people in this world are always saying, you know, how can I scale? How can I leverage? How can I just be everywhere at once? And like all those things are good and you need to find ways in your business where you can do that. But just like I said, where I like to zig where other people zag, I'm never going to go away from the one-on-one conversation. So for instance, every time somebody joins Podcasters Paradise, my podcasting community, they get a one-on-one phone call from me. I call them on the phone and I say, listen, you know, Sarah, Joe, Tom, thank you for joining Podcasters Paradise. It's really meaningful that you're putting your trust in me and Kate and our community. Can I ask you, how you first heard about us? So number one, I'm there. I'm thanking them one-on-one, which is, you know, most priceless. People are very grateful for. It is priceless. And number two, I'm getting incredibly priceless information because people are telling me how they're hearing about me for the first time, so I can find out what works and I can amplify that. So by doing things that don't scale, I'm actually having ideas and knowledge come my way that I can turn into incredibly scalable things. So that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And what advice would you give to maybe millennials listening that are thinking about, you know, taking the leap into entrepreneurship? Is there any advice that you would offer them?
So you're going to take a leap into entrepreneurship. I would do this. Realize you need to play the long game. This is a marathon. This is not a sprint. So don't try to serve everybody at once. Don't try to just be another person screaming into the wind about the exact same thing. Stand for something. And what I mean by that is find something that you're passionate about. Find something that you have value to give. What's that combination? What's that zone of genius where you both love it, you're excited by it, and you have value to give within it, and then niche down within that. Like for instance, if you love ice fishing, like don't just start a podcast about fishing or a vlog or an email newsletter or a podcast or a website, whatever it might be that you decide to use as a medium about fishing. And don't just start a podcast or that thing about ice fishing. Do that thing about ice fishing in your state. Like, why not become the best go-to person in that state? Because then what's going to happen? You're going to have regional newspapers, television stations, they're going to be like, wow, they're going to pick up on something because you're doing it. You're going to be the best in town, the best in show. And I'm not saying, and this is why people never do it, because they're like, well, I don't always want to have an ice fishing, you know, podcast in Minnesota. Like, okay, I get it.
I actually want to listen to that podcast.
I love that because this is such a random example, but you know, but I get that you might not always want to just be kind of niched down into that, because you might think that, hey, what if I want to serve more people in a bigger way? Well, guess what? You have to start somewhere. And the only way for you to get that initial momentum is to really niche down, serve the few, but the passionate, learn from them, engage from them, build up your momentum. And then as you start to succeed in that and really grow your chops and get some experience, then you can broaden out to maybe being, you know, in, you know, ice fishing in the, you know, in the Northwest, or, you know, in, you know, whatever it might be, your location. And then you can continue to go out until now, like you might be serving the world in a really powerful way. And companies like Cabela's or LL Bean are coming to you and saying, wow, like we need to be in front of your audience. And, you know, but it starts with you really serving a small segment of the population in a very meaningful way.
Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 19. I often joke that I think I came out of the womb an entrepreneur coming up with ideas. But it's both rewarding and totally terrifying all at the same time, which is probably why all of us love it so much. But what are some of the biggest kind of like money lessons that you've learned over your career being an entrepreneur? Do you have any just ones that really stand out to you?
Yeah. I definitely have a lot of lessons that I can come up with. What do you think would be most helpful for your listeners?
Gosh, I would say, you know, any lessons that you have about, you know, where you were kind of down in the dumps, everything looked like it was going to, you know, hell in a handbasket, and then, you know, something turned around, or you just kept going, you kept forging forward.
Well, one phrase that I do like is like, you know, fall down 8 times, get up 9, because that is what it means to be an entrepreneur. And so, you know, in my life, if I had to kind of go back, like over my journey and just kind of see things that, you know, were really terrifying or really struggling for me is when I launched EO Fire, like I came out of the gate hot. I mean, it was the right time. It was the right podcast. You know, my audience was behind me. My guests were supporting it because there just wasn't a lot of shows out then. So they were sharing with their audiences. And it was kind of just like this rocket ship. And I was the number one podcast and new and noteworthy, getting a lot of organic listens. It was just a really cool experience for those first 8 weeks of being featured in New and Noteworthy. And I'll never forget, I actually even got this message. And then I jumped on a call with Ryan Lee, one of my first guests. And he said, John, like, I just see your podcast is crushing it. Like, he had been a guest on my show. He's like, I'm having this conference down in Connecticut called .com Expo, and Marie Forleo speaking, you know, Davis Edmund Garland speaking, Noah Kagan speaking. Like, can you come down and like, just, I'll give you a booth for free. I'll give you a free ticket. I'll put you up in a room and you can just kind of like, you know, share with people about podcasting and maybe interview some of the speakers as they come off stage, et cetera, et cetera. And like, I was just like, wow, this is an amazing experience. I went down there. It was an amazing time. And, you know, Ryan was like on stage talking about how I was crushing it in podcasting. Like, it all just seemed really cool and really awesome. And then I remember driving back and like, it ended up, it was like day 61 of my podcast. So literally, or sorry, day 57 of my podcast. So literally like my 2 months in the new and noteworthy section, like my 56 days were over. Like, right. I was just done. And I looked at my stats and they plummeted and they had gone from like 3,000 a day to like 700. And I was like, oh my God, is this the beginning of the end? Like, and I kind of felt like a frog because, you know, there I was, like, all I knew was I'm getting 3,000, you know, downloads a day and the show seems to be growing and I'm here at a conference. And now I'm just like, oh my God, like my show is like going down, down, down. You know, am I, you know, I'm out in New and Noteworthy. Am I ever going to be featured again? Like, what is this going to, what's going to happen? And, you know, I felt like a fraud and I was just like, is this the beginning of the end? And like, I honestly considered like, do I stop? Because it's just not going to work. But, you know, fortunately I had like 30 or 40 interviews already recorded that were going live automatically. So the shows kept going and, you know, I just kind of saw that there was just like this new bottom, like around 600, 700, 800 listens per episode. And slowly but surely, my downloads started to increase from there. And it's been slow and steady ever since. But, you know, last month we hit 2 million listens. So that just kind of shows you
wow.
that I could have packed it in there because it looked like it might have been the beginning of the end. But, you know, I stuck with it. And, you know, 4 years later, because that's how long it's been, you know, we're over 40 million listens to date.
Wow, that is just incredible. You are definitely an inspiration, and I can't thank you enough for all that you've done for the podcasting community and for myself. And I can't thank you enough for the gems of wisdom. I know we've just had a few short minutes, but you've shared some just great gems that I'm sure the listeners are going to take away. So where can they go to find the Freedom Journal, the Mastery Journal, and all of the other amazing products that you offer?
Well, all the magic for us happens at eofire.com. That is where, you know, we have free courses, whether it be via podcasting, webinars, goals, funnels. We just have a lot of free, awesome stuff for entrepreneurs, eofire.com. If you think that you want or need to accomplish your number one goal in 100 days, the answer is you do. So check out thefreedomjournal.com. You can snag one of those today and start your journey to accomplishing your number one goal. And actually January 23rd of 2017, I'm launching a Kickstarter campaign for the Mastery Journal, which is all about you mastering productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. So if you're like me and realize that those are valuable, valuable skills to have, head on over to themasteryjournal.com to learn more.
Awesome, John. Great. Thank you so much. I more than appreciate your time.
Such a blast. Thank you.
All right. So your goal for the rest of the year, I know we only have very few short days, is to pick a goal that you want to achieve. Set a plan for achieving that goal. Head on over to eofire.com. Check out all of the amazing resources that John has. And let's get to actually knocking out some of these goals that you have. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, Instagram at millennial_money, and I'm also on Snapchat now. You can follow me at Shauna Game.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.